This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Farmers and ranchers need a tax code that recognizes the many financial challenges they face, AFBF recently told the Senate Finance Committee in a statement submitted for the record. According to AFBF President Zippy Duvall, agriculture operates in a world of uncertainty, from unpredictable commodity and product markets to fluctuating input prices, from uncertain weather to insect or disease outbreaks. Running a farm or ranch business is challenging under the best of circumstances. Worker visa delays are especially hard on states such as Michigan that produce seasonal fruits and vegetables. Michigan Farm Bureau President Carl Bednarski explained that farmers in his state are hurting for temporary workers during prime harvest season. One Michigan vineyard received workers approximately 3 weeks after the ideal harvesting date. It's instances like that that really create havoc on our industry, where we're so time sensitive on harvesting or taking care of different aspects of our commodities that we grow. According to Bednarski, he also pointed out that the new e-approval system is a step in the right direction, but not a blanket fix for short-term labor visa delays. Farm-specific technology at Bolivar, Tennessee, team leader Sean Butler won the People's Choice Award in AFBF's 2016 Farm Bureau Challenge. FarmSpec received a total of $25,000 in prize money to implement the company's business idea, the Flex Roller Crimper, for cover crop production. The funding received from the challenge has benefited FarmSpec in many ways, according to Butler. He says they were able to work with a fabricator in the design and construction of their prototype, providing them with a more functional product that is also very aesthetically pleasing. With the limited resources they had initially, they had to construct the crimper themselves with scrap metal they were able to acquire. The House Appropriations Subcommittee on Interior passed by voice vote the fiscal year 2017 Interior and Environmental Protection Agency Appropriations Bill. The bill contains $32 billion in discretionary spending, which is $64 million below last year's enacted level and $1 billion below the President's budget request. The bill fully funds payments in lieu of taxes at a level of $480 million to offset losses in property taxes for communities with federal lands. Full committee markup has not been scheduled. The bill prevents the EPA from developing, adopting, implementing, administrating, and enforcing any changes to the definition of navigable waters under the Clean Water Act. This AFBF-supported language prohibits EPA from moving forward on the Waters of the U.S. rule. In addition, there are a couple other policy riders that AFBF supports. The bill blocks funding for the EPA's Clean Power Plan rule and prevents EPA from implementing the Designated Representatives rule. The President's advisors have announced that they will advise the President to veto this bill if the policy riders remain in the bill. No amendments were offered during the markup, but when the full committee does meet, many amendments to strip the WOTUS language from the bill are anticipated. On the heels of a major report from the U.S. International Trade Commission that passage of the Trans-Pacific Partnership will greatly benefit American agriculture, AFBF and several other U.S. agricultural groups are running ads in Beltway publications in support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. According to the ITC report, if the U.S. adopts TPP, total U.S. agricultural output would rise by $10 billion by 2032 relative to the baseline. Joining AFBF in sponsoring the TPP advertising effort was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The TPP Now ad is focused on the need for U.S. officials to not allow China to lead the way on trade in the Pacific region. The ad features a quote from a May 2nd Washington Post column written by President Barack Obama stating, "As we speak, China is negotiating a trade deal that would carve up some of the fastest growing markets in the world at our expense, putting American jobs, businesses, and goods at risk. The ad ran this week in Roll Call, The Hill, The Washington Examiner, and The Weekly Standard. The House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee unanimously approved H.R. 5303, the Water Resources Development Act of 2016. The approval of H.R. 5303 symbolizes Congress's return to the regular biannual process of authorizing projects and activities related to the key missions of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, including developing and maintaining waterway infrastructure and supporting effective and targeted flood protection and environmental restoration needs. Ports and waterways in the U.S. moved more than 2.3 billion tons of goods in 2014. These ports and waterways require dredging, maintenance, and modernization to ensure the efficient, safe, and timely movement of goods. Returning to the two-year cycle of considering WERDA legislation ensures proper congressional oversight of the Corps and enables Congress to address water resources development needs in a timely manner. The number of confirmed grain bin entrapments and other confined space incidents dropped last year, according to a Purdue Extension study. While this information focuses on on-farm incidents, it is a reminder that the improvement in 2015, while wonderful, still shows there is more work to do. The Purdue information, while saying there's no mandatory national reporting system, shows that there were 47 confined space incidents in 2015, a 34% drop from 2014's 71 cases. Fatalities decreased as well from 31 in 2014 to 25 last year. The Illinois Department of Agriculture is encouraging farmers and agrochemical facilities to save their empty agrochemical containers. The department announced it has arranged to recycle them. Beginning at the end of July and continuing in August, sites throughout the state will collect containers. The containers will be recycled to make shipping pallets, fence posts, drainage tubing, plastic lumber, and other useful products. Metal and household pesticide containers are not eligible for the recycling program. Collection sites will accept only high-density polyethylene number 2 plastic agrochemical containers that are clean and dry. Participants are responsible for rinsing them and removing all caps, labels, booklets, and foil seals. The program is a cooperative adventure between the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Agriculture Container Recycling Council, GrowMark Incorporated, Illinois Fertilizer and Chemical Association, Container Services Network, Illinois Farm Bureau, and University of Illinois Extension. To obtain a free brochure about the program, call the Illinois Department of Agriculture toll-free at 1-800-641-3934. Permanent collection sites in the area include in Greene County at the Illinois Valley Supply in Carrollton. Single-day collection sites include on July 27th at Prairieland FS in Jacksonville in the morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and on August 26th at Girard at M&M Service Company, again from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.